Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield. Today is Wednesday. We are so glad that you've tuned into our program. With me in the studio since Monday has been Leslie Johnson. Leslie is our clinical director at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. She works with adolescents. She works with adults. She works with some children. But adolescence is really her area of expertise. And we just are just so blessed by her wealth of information and experience that she brings to us. This week, the topic of anxiety with our children, anxiety that can move into depression with our adolescents. Leslie, you have just in the next couple weeks some speaking engagements?
Yes. Yeah, one of the reasons why I thought this was a great topic for this week is because I'm getting so many phone calls, not just from parents, but from schools and medical offices, just wanting to address the topic of anxiety and how real it is. I think it's one of those topics that people think, oh, they'll just get over it. Mm-hmm. And it's missed because anxiety can be such a good thing. It can cause people to perform. It can cause them to rise to expectation. But it can also cause stomach aches, headaches. You know, we call it affective distress, where it's just inner turmoil. Mm-hmm. And so anxiety is a very real thing, especially with children and adolescents, because I think we akin it to the adult population.
And we started off Monday, and if you could just kind of highlight that the number one diagnosis of children 12 or under are anxiety-related issues.
Anxiety-related
issues. That just blew me away.
Yeah. It's anxiety-related issues, and it can lead to depression in adolescence if it's not treatable. And people can dissect that to the nth degree as to why that's the case. But we talked about it being environmental, but also genetic. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't wait. We know some other genetic mental health related issues kind of linger around and wait to come out till people are in their 20s. This is not one of those things.
Just kind of builds.
Yeah. Anxiety just builds and starts early on. It's as early as the age of 6, I believe, even younger. If you've got kids that are, you know, picking at their eyelashes, biting their nails, pulling at their hair, when they're just, you know, toddlers, mm-hmm. you know, that can be a sign of anxiety. And we'll talk a little bit more about signs.
But could you share with us some of those risk factors?
Yes.
You mentioned genetics. You mentioned environmental. But what are the things that kind of can start triggering this?
Well, you know, it doesn't always have to be within the family. There's a lot of psychosocial stressors that are going on even more so today than 20, 30, 40 years ago. There's a lot more bullying going on in the schools. I know you've done talks on bullying recently on this program, and rejection, harassment. Kids are brutal.
Yes, they are.
Oh, you know, I run group therapy on a weekly basis, and so I've got teenagers. Last night, 10 teenagers in my group therapy room talking about how, you know, one kid told them to go kill themselves, and the other kid says, you know, I'm going to get a higher GPA than you, and supposedly it's their best friend. And, I mean, just all different levels of brutality that kids have no filter. Mm-hmm. They were just talking about last night how it's so much easier to be honest through text. And so they're saying things that they wouldn't normally say if they were face-to-face. Mm-hmm. And that can cause stress. And I mentioned, I think on Monday, we never turn off. The kids don't turn off. And, you know, when I say that, I was thinking about this this morning as I was preparing to come into the studio. And I thought, do I turn off? Mm-hmm. Where do I put my phone when I get home? Do I set it in the kitchen or do I take it with me? Mm-hmm. And I take it with me because it's my alarm. And that's what everybody probably says. It's my alarm. But do I turn it off? You know, you can turn it off and leave the alarm on. And so I thought to myself, even as an adult, we don't turn off. And so I think that's a very large risk factor for anxiety with children and adolescents. Having a poor support system, not learning to connect. There is such a thing as connection in person. And where true support. Now, I am all about, meeting kids where they're at, and there's support systems all over the internet, and they are beneficial. But I also am a strong advocate of helping children and adolescents build support systems in person.
And don't you think that this whole generation of IT gadgets, we might find support over Snapchat or, Twitter or with our group, with our FaceTime and all of that.
Yeah.
you can tell my age. But that one-to-one reaching out, touching the hand, mm-hmm. the hug, our kids don't know. And we've addressed this before. Mm-hmm. But we've got to get our kids back into one-on-one, eye-to-eye, mm-hmm. touching contact mm-hmm. in a positive way.
Absolutely.
That just calms anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We need to take a break here. You and I could talk for hours. And but when we come back, can we keep looking at some of these risk factors?
Absolutely.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Christina Broomfield hosting today right in the middle of the week, Wednesday. And Leslie, you've been going down the risk factors for anxiety, and you've just thrown out a couple. I know there's so many. Could you share more with us?
Yeah, we just talked about just the rejection, harassment, poor support system. One of the things I want to address is females tend to have more anxiety as in the children and adolescent population. And part of that could be related to early or late development is one of the things that I see that can be a stress factor. It's very stressful for a girl to develop at an early age because she's teased or harassed, feels mm-hmm. different. So I tend to see that causes a lot of stress and can be a risk factor and lead to more sexual harassment. Our schools are, and I'm not trying to pick on schools because I think as society at large does this, but really has a high emphasis on learning and education.
Mm-hmm.
And more so than it has ever been in the past. And so a risk factor can be if you have a learning disability, if you have attention deficit disorder, there's a high correlation with ADHD and anxiety. The expectations are there, and there isn't the capability of completing the expectation because of the learning disorder.
Yes.
Puts you in a double bind like no other.
Mm-hmm.
Can create self-esteem issues, and certainly it can create anxiety because you're just not capable of meeting those academic expectations.
Can I say this, and we've got a lot of listeners.
Yes.
And you work with children and especially adolescents for years and years and decades. Leslie, can I say it's okay if a kid gets a C in math? because frankly, it was my only C in my undergraduate program, and I was so elated I passed.
That's right.
Is it okay?
I would say
to be average.
Yeah, right? It's not today's society, is it?
No. No.
And C's pretty darn good if you have ADHD in math.
Oh, my goodness. Or the sciences. I just, you know, don't understand the not accepting. If you know the child is trying their very, very best, mm-hmm. and they struggle in some areas, let's celebrate that you got the C.
And it's very rare that you have both sides of your brain running so strongly. And so that's where it's really important to learn about your child's learning style. Mm-hmm. Are you right-brained? Are you left-brained? And those two things mean very different things, mm-hmm. whether you get the A in English or the A in math.
Exactly.
And so that's very important. Significant losses, more risk factors, Christina. If there's a death or a separation, again, we mentioned divorce, move. I think just growing up in general causes anxiety. Mm-hmm. You've got a loss of your familiar way of being, particularly when you're moving from the child to the adolescent developmental stage. There's a comfort of dependence. It's simple to be a child. And it's hard to be a teenager. Mm-hmm. And so I have quite a few teens that say, I just don't want to rise to this. I want to be a child. And I don't want my body to change. I don't want my friendships to change. Why is everyone changing, you know? So there's a loss of familiar way of being, which can move into loss of self-esteem. Moving from the child stage to the adolescent stage, typically that runs around the same time of identity formation. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how many times, and this could be from untreated anxiety-related issues in the elementary age, but how many teenagers tell me, yeah, my issues all started around the age of 11 or 12, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and it's the change. There's there's obviously hormonal things going on during that ages as well, but boy, if you don't have a support network that's teaching you the normalcy of all of this and just guiding you along, it can really take that anxiety that you had as elementary school and just plummet you into a depression in teenagehood.
And are we not, and I think our listeners know this, but as a culture, are we not trying to open the rose sooner than it's ready to open?
Oh, absolutely.
And you know what I mean by that is that developmentally, we're going to develop the way we're supposed to, mm-hmm. whether culture has different expectations or not. These 11 and 12-year-old little girls who are trying to act like full-grown women because of the pressure of the culture, they're not ready to go there. They can't go there developmentally. Their brain has not got to that place. Mm-hmm. And the anxiety that must raise to try to walk in adult shoes as a kid.
Mm-hmm. And they see their peers doing mm-hmm. it, so therefore they must do it as well. So that's very much about, I believe, what's happening in the parental home and the guidelines and the rules set up, like, you know, cell phones and mm-hmm. social media and all of those kinds of things that kids get exposed to at such a young age when, like you said, they're not ready to go there yet, mm-hmm. which can create a lot of anxiety.
Do you know, you've shared, I know that there's so many more risk factors. Perhaps we'll get to them tomorrow. As we move through the week. But I just appreciate the fact that you have taken time to be here, Leslie, and that you started off with that diagnosis of 12 and under, and now it makes sense.
Yes.
As we move through the week, you share some of all the risk factors. It does make sense. Well, yeah. Yes, these kids are really suffering. I want to encourage our listeners to go on our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. Call our office if you need some help. We are here to guide you. And make sure you listen tomorrow. Will you be with us?
Absolutely.
Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.